Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was New York City jazz renaissance man Eddie Daniels, joined by Dave Grusin and Bob James, with his take on Amour off his 2020 CD, Night Kisses.
That's a big crowd right there, Dave. And Dave Grusin, and wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Those guys have done some cinema music.
Yes, these guys have been around quite a bit.
Yeah.
They know how to get around.
You don't recognize the names, these, I know I need to get out more, that's for sure. Just reminding myself. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, you're good. No. So Eddie is known for his work on the clarinet, but he's also very proficient on both the saxophone and flute. And when he caught up with them here at the show to talk about releasing music now during a global pandemic, and he had a good take on things.
It feels good in a sense, because here we are, I'm trapped. We're all trapped. You know, everything's limited. There's no music happening. And this album was done right before the pandemic. So it's taken about a year to produce it, get the notes and do everything, and now it comes out, so it feels like I have a presence, because people like yourself listen to it and love it, and I feel like, oh, I'm still here.
So at the end of the day, Eddie is a virtuoso in both jazz and classical music. He's been the recipient of unreserved accolades from his peers, critics, and the public at large. His aim is to reach as many people as possible with his music, to enlarge the audience for both jazz and classical music, and at the same time, tearing down the walls that separate both of them. He first came to the attention of the jazz audience as a tenor saxophonist with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis outfit, when Thad and Mel first organized their band in 1966 to play the iconic Monday nights at the Village Vanguard in New York, where it still does play. Eddie was one of the first musicians they called, and that's saying a lot. And to this very day, he maintains the same integrity and spirit to keep jazz thriving. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that gave the world Charlie Parker and a legacy of late-night jams heard round the world, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Up early and late to orchestrate a quality hour of jazz just for you. From French swing saxophonist, clarinetist, and bandleader Alix Combalet, we travel next. This is the 1941 tune, Hollywood Pastime, as this pastime continues.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Harold Lopez Nusa. I'm a piano player from Havana, Cuba, and I'm very grateful to be with you in Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City, sharing my music and my experience about the music with you. Hope to see you soon in life.
That was Cuban jazz pianist Harold Lopez Nusa with the tune Jazzton off his latest offering, 2020's Te Lo Dije. This award-winning musician is still based in Cuba, and it gives him a unique take on the music he offers the world and allures American audiences in with. In fact, he has dual citizenships to both Cuba and France. Man, that theme right there.
Well, if anything, it serves as a reminder how tied into the world our music is.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's one of the things I was exposed to a lot in classical. And believe me, your pronunciations were just absolutely necessary.
Yeah. It's like a big gumbo around here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That old Batch boy, he knew how to put together. And Beethoven,
Beethoven,
that guy was good.
He was very good.
It wasn't bad for a clarinet player, I'll tell you.
And that Mahler guy. Ultimately, his music reflects the full range and richness of Cuban music with its distinctive combination of classical, folkloric, and popular elements and its embrace of jazz improvisation and interaction. We spoke with him here at Neon Jazz about his life and music and how much he loves it. Have a listen.
You know, play music for the people. Try to make people happy through the music that we make. This is very important for me. When I saw people in an auditorium, in a theater, in a club, that they are really moving about the music that that we are playing or other musicians are playing. It's magic. I mean, this thing is unique.
Let's stay in that Cuban state of mind, shall we? Here's the famed Cuban jazz combo with the tune Long Train Running off the 2011 CD Afro Disco Connection as the jazz train moves on.
James McGowan, pianist, composer of Motosaurus, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pianist, composer, conductor, organist, award-winning educator, and a published music theorist, James McGowan, joined by his group, Mondosaurus, with the tune Hey Bud, off the 2020 CD 4K. As you can tell by his title, this is one busy musician and dedicated educator. Over the years, he has performed in the USA, Canada, and Europe. And these days, he is spending some quality time with this very outfit, playing his own compositions. We did talk to him about these COVID times and the hope for the future. Have a listen.
This is a really challenging time. I'm certainly not going to, you know, sugarcoat this. But for those who can stick with it, we are learning new technologies. We are learning new ways to connect with people. If we can get through this period and we can start meeting in person again, we're going to, you know, enjoy that. You know, we're going to go back to making music. But really, realistically, the world will change.
From one of the finest big band cats ever, here's Les Brown leading the orchestra back in 1945 with Rhapsody in Blue, and I think we know who did that originally.
Oh, yes. A little jazz Gershwin.
That's
here
right.
We go. Thank you.
Eddie Moore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few, and clover's being green is something I never see, 'cause I was born to be blue. Thank you.
That was Swedish-born Denmark-based jazz musician, singer, poet, and DJ Julia Wurup with her cut Born to be Blue off her debut CD, 2020's The Thrill of Loving You. And in the excitement of a new album and the wonder of what the world was going to bring during a pandemic, we caught up with her to talk about quite a bit. Things like hope for the future.
Maybe people have become more settled. Maybe they are digging more into themselves. This has been a time when you actually can reflect, and maybe some people are able to, you know, put their phones down and actually, I don't know, whatever, do yoga or meditate or just kind of like look into themselves and think more.
This Kansas City musician and jazz pianist has been quite busy over the quarantine, and now he keeps on putting out new stuff, and we like it. Here's the great Eddie Moore with the 2021 song, We Chillin', on the Outer Circle Music label, and it's a good one.
My name's Ken Stubbs. I live in Australia. It's nice to be speaking to Joe on this Neon Jazz broadcast. I wish you all a safe and a happy rest of the 2020. Enjoy the music.
Thank you.
That was Liverpool-born, Australian-based veteran jazz saxophonist Ken Stubbs with the tune Old Folks off his 2019 CD, Big Hush. So this story is probably the best indicator of who he actually is. He became involved with music after being reborn after a near-death experience. He was 14. It involved a football special train, hundreds of inebriated Glasgow Ranger fans, a fire hammer, an axe, two near fatalities, him jumping from a train traveling 70 miles an hour, and several broken limbs. It was then that he decided that that was the wrong game for him, and he followed his other passion, music.
Given that list, I was thinking, what could go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's the beginning of a Tom Clancy movie. It's going to make a lot
no
of money.
No kidding.
So we did catch up with Ken here at the show. He graciously sent us a lot of music. We loved it, and we had a great conversation, and he talked about liking older age.
To start off with, I'm feeling better about who I am the older I get, so I'm quite happy about that. For all the reasons I mentioned early on in life, life seemed harder earlier. I'm on the phone to my daughter in London regularly. She's 20, and I can see her now living the 20-something life in London and thinking, oh, I'm glad I'm not there. I mean, it's so exciting for her and really glad not to be involved with that.
Internationally recognized jazz performer, composer, author, and educator, a friend of the show, Mr. Jerry Bergonzi, with the tune You Can Tell off his 2001 CD, A Different Look. Thank you.
We're Laura and Anton, based in Oakland, California, and you're listening to Neon Jazz coming out of Kansas City.
I try to make you happy and hope you'll never stray. I try and every time it's all in vain. When you say you love me, it's only for today. And as the glow of new love fades, the simple spell is bound to break. Love's not always here to stay. Breaking its promises.
That was the Bay Area couple and music duo Laura and Anton with their 2020 tune Castles in the Air. And to close out the 698th episode, we bring it all down local. This is the talented veteran Kansas City pianist Michael Pagan with his big band in concert on April 12, 2021, a virtual gig at the Johnson County Community College, a wonderful place to catch a show. Here he is with the band, the Eerie Ballad, to take us away. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man of many hidden and known talents, the Neon Beast, Mr. John Christopher.
I try to keep an ace in the hole or two.
You gotta reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Show us your tricks. We're here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.